Welcome to Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we celebrate the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Today, we'll focus on the male choir from the Novospassky Monastery in Moscow. This monastery is one of the most significant church sites in Moscow, dating back to the 13th century, when it was founded on the site of the present-day Kremlin. It was given the name Novospassky, meaning Savior on a New Place or the New Savior, when it was relocated to a hill by the Moskva River. Many Russian princes and tsars were hosted here, including the 17th century Romanov family, who had a sepulchre built on the monastery grounds as the final resting place for the Romanov family. Under communism, the monastery was closed in 1917 and turned into a concentration camp, then a prison for women, and finally a camp for war prisoners. It also housed KGB archives. In 1991, however, this monastery was returned to the Russian Orthodox Church and once again resumed its original purpose as a working Orthodox monastery. The Novospassky Monastery Male Choir has won international competitions in Hungary in 1991 and in Poland in 1994. Igumen Mitrofan, who has brought this choir to its high artistic level, leads the 18 singers of this choir. Our first selection today, composed by Lvov, is a hymn of greeting sung to a bishop in the Orthodox Church. The text, sung in Greek, is as follows. O Lord, preserve our master and bishop for many years to you, O Master. This will be followed by Psalm 104, heard at the beginning of the Vesper service. This psalm is arranged by Father Nathaniel. Both are sung by the Novospassky Monastery Male Choir.
Thank you.
Our next two selections are also from the Vigil service, which combines both the Vespers and Matin services. Let's listen to the hymn that St. Simeon uttered when he first saw Christ as a child in the temple, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace." This setting is composed by Strokin. It will be followed by the hymn to the Virgin, "Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos, Mary full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, for you have borne the Savior of our souls." This is set in the Kremlin Female Monastery chant, sung by the Novospassky Monastery male choir. As we move to the Matin service, the next selection for today is a set of psalms beginning "Praise the Name of the Lord," the psalm and prayer of many oils, as the church is illumined with many candles at this point, and the clergy process to the center of the illuminated church. The text of the hymn, Only Begotten Son, sung during the Divine Liturgy, was written by the Emperor Justinian in the 7th century to define and clarify the natures of Christ, both human and divine. This setting is composed by Rechkunov and is followed by a hymn to the Theotokos, the Virgin Mary. Rejoice, O victorious leader of triumphant hosts. We, your servants delivered from evil, sing our grateful thanks to you, O Theotokos. As you possess invincible might, set us free from every calamity, so that we may sing Rejoice, O unwedded bride. This selection is composed by Yaichkov and is sung by the Novospassky Monastery Choir. Let's return to the Psalms as we now listen to the Novospasky Monastery Choir sing a composition by Gretchen Enoff. This hymn is a compilation of several psalms. It glorifies the resurrection of Christ and praises God for his benevolence. All the earth and the faithful sing and worship God, who forgives our transgressions and leads us through baptism by the Holy Spirit and water into paradise. Our program today has highlighted the CD Glory and Tranquility by the Novospasky Monastery Male Choir. As we close today's program, let's listen to a composition by Bortnianski, his Concert No. 3, a setting of several psalms in which we see the face of Christ in the Old Testament, as we thank him for trampling down death and hell, in that he rose from the dead and has ascended into heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father. Again, the Novospasky Monastery Male Choir, under the direction of Iguman Mitrofan.
Oh!
You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain the recording heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 139. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day, and please tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.